on, everyone. I am asking Tony Norman to chair this meeting because I am still currently, unfortunately, serving as IED, and I don't wish to do both. So, Tony, will you please take over chair of the meeting?
Okay. Thank you. Mark is going to get all the agendas out, and I heard Jose Luis. Yeah, Jose Luis.
I move to approve the agenda.
This is Lita.
Objection.
This is Sam. I'd like to be recognized. Okay, the agenda has been moved and seconded.
What?
Oh.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What?
Yes, Richard. What's your point of order?
Richard, I think this whole meeting is out of order. It's called by an unelected chair that was elected in an improper, probably illegal procedure, and we've asked to redo the election in a fair and upright way, and we've been ignored. And I don't think that person who was elected in an illegal election should be going around calling herself the chair of the Pacifica board.
Well, we decided that in Houston there was enough, so I'm going to rule that out of order.
I'm going to challenge your ruling, Ben.
But the meeting, we haven't done an agenda yet. Can we continue with the agenda?
The motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I challenge your ruling.
Just give me a chance to just bring everybody up to speed so everybody won't get confused. The motion was made and seconded for the agenda. That was a point of order called by Richard, and I rule this point out of order, and I'm challenging the rule of the chair.
I second Richard's challenge, and I'd like to be on the stack to speak about it.
Okay. We had Kim on the stack, and this is on the challenge of the ruling of the chair.
Chairperson.
Who is this? I didn't hear.
Janice? Yes, I'm sorry, but I have difficulty being able to approve the agenda because, unfortunately, I still don't have it.
Okay, hopefully, Mark, you'll get
that. Let's see. I just got it 2 minutes ago. Thank you.
Okay, do we have a timer before we go on? Who's going to time? Brian or?
I'll time Jose Luis.
Jose Luis? Okay. I think what the time period each person has is 90 seconds?
Correct.
Okay, I have Kim. Who else on the
back? Back, Lizette.
Carolyn, please.
Janet C., please.
It's 2:42. Oh, no.
All right.
Mr. Chair, did you hear me, Carolyn, on the set?
Yeah, I got you, Carolyn.
Janet K. on the set.
Got Janet K.
That's Kim. Both Janets. Did you get that?
Okay. Both Janet. Kim. Kim, are you there?
Sorry, I was muted. I don't know how the motion to revisit the chair election has fallen off the agenda. I object. I don't think this is a proper special meeting. It wasn't certainly decided by the whole board. I sent a motion to the whole PNB on March 6th. And that motion has been ignored. That needs to go on this agenda. And we need to not drop off previous agenda items. All of our phone meetings are special meetings. So I'm not sure why this is a special meeting where it's only an agenda of the few as opposed to an agenda of the whole body. And so I accept Richard's challenging the chair because there's a lot that's improper with this whole agenda.
I second that, yeah.
Ms. King, who's that?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Yes, you're next on the stack.
Well,
I'm sure you will be surprised at me saying this. Not only is the meeting out of order, I find it incredible that Tony Norman is chairing a session when he was an elected public official at the time he was elected in that position. And the question is begged as to what made him resign after the event. So the entire notion of this meeting and the chairing of it is out of order and against the rules.
Point of information from Adriana. Adriana?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Can you remind the members that point of information means a question and point of order? They need to know. I mean, they have been a long time members.
She didn't make a point of information.
Adriana raised the point of information. Okay.
There wasn't a question, so it's out of order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We need to speak to the ruling, the point of order was made by Richard, and the subject matter is the ruling of the chair and overruling the ruling of the chair. Carolyn.
Yes, no. Would you repeat the ruling of the chair, Mr. Chair?
Richard objected to Margie being chair and questioning the election of Margie Wilkerson as chair of the PNG, and said the whole meeting was out of order. And I said that his point was out of order, so he's overruling. He's challenging.
All right, thank you.
Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I do want to speak to that. I agree with Richard's point that this meeting is illegal. And I agree with Kim's point that we need to schedule immediately an election of the chair. It should be tonight, possible on this agenda. And if not, nothing else should take place until it happens, because this really is an illegal meeting. And I must also concur with you that it is very appropriate for you to remain on the board, considering that you had to lie to get onto it, if I may, to sign something saying that you were not an elected official when in fact you were. So I do think you should turn the chair over to someone else, and we should proceed with an election to elect Marvin and Dale.
Janet.
Which one?
Janet Coleman.
Well, yes, I submitted
go ahead.
I got you, Janet K. You're next.
Wait a minute. Who are you calling on, please?
Janet Coleman.
Oh, sorry.
I believe an audit of this election has been on the agenda, at least on the agenda notes I've been taking since I've never ever received a minute until yesterday of any meeting since this 2014 board took shape. We have not had a minute reported to us. And among the minutes that have ceased to be reported to us is our challenge to audit the election of the chair of this board, who won by a tie vote that should have been concluded by a coin toss. Oh, it's a long story. Should we continue with it? It'll come out. The details of that, which were heard on public meeting at that first Washington, D.C. public session. So I support Richard's motion, and all the rest of everything hangs on how illegitimate this election from the very inception of this 2014 board was and is. Thank you.
Back to the stack. Janet
K. Yes, I submitted a motion for an audit of the 2014 PNB permanent chair position election on February 14th. I sent it to the PNB list, and it was put on the February 20th agenda, and it was not reached during that agenda, and then it was put on the next agenda, and I lost track of whether it was carried along. We've had, five PNB meetings since Washington, D.C. In any case, one of the things it says is that there be an immediate audit of the 2014 PNB chair position election process. Immediate. And this is almost 2 weeks, a month and a half later. So this needs to be done. This audit needs to be done. And at the end of the motion, it says if any irregularity is identified by the audit, a revote take place and be chaired by the then 2014 pro tem election chair, Serene Roberts. So this needs to be done. This audit needs to be done immediately.
I gotta get to do the audit. That's the first thing I want to know. But then I've got something to say about the election. Who do y'all suggest?
Well, number one, this is speaking to the overruling. Well, speaking to the overruling chair. So you want to speak to that?
Well, that's essentially what we're talking about, because they're claiming that the whole thing is illegal and improper. And if they are insisting on an audit to make it legal and proper, my question is what, a point of information, I suppose. Who would they consider fair to audit it?
Election just needs to be redone.
I object. Really, people need to talk. I'm sorry. I'm speaking out of order.
Marty, you have an objection. What was your objection?
No, I just want to say that really people need to talk to the issue of overruling the chair. Either you support the chair or you don't, and let's get through this, okay? Point of order?
Yes, Janet Coleman is it?
Yeah, I think the whole thing was that we were beyond overruling the chair. All the issues raised say that the chair isn't a chair. So we already overruled her.
The issue on the table is voting to overrule the chair of Richard's point of order.
We contest that she's a chair.
Okay, so anybody else on the stack for the hang time, Benny?
Somebody here?
Brian,
I actually think the point of order is dilatory. When we held the election, George raised this as a point of order regarding how we should count the ballots. That was the appropriate way to raise it and the appropriate time to raise it. We discussed that point of order. The point of order was ruled not well taken. He appealed it. We discussed it more, and we voted on it. It's an issue that's already been disposed of by the body, and to raise it again and again at every meeting is dilatory. If the majority of a body upholds an election, then clearly the majority of the body supports having a chair in place.
Point of information. Brian, you have the floor. Will you finish?
Can you put Tim on the stack, please?
Point of information to Brian.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay. Point of information, you have a point of information, Richard.
Yeah, if something is illegal, just because you pushed it through doesn't mean that that's right, does it, Brian?
Janet K. Stack, please.
That's not a question. That's a debate.
No, it was a question at that meeting. Okay. If it's illegal, it's illegal.
What we're doing is going around a second time. If anybody else who hasn't spoken would like to speak before I go to Kim, Janet K., and Carolyn.
Manager,
I'm sorry. Yes, manager.
Yes, I don't understand the logic of making something that was at its inception was illegal. to be legal afterward, because you have people who follow the edict of somebody or some group of people and vote in ways without any understanding of the rules and regulations that they have to follow. Does it make it legal because they have the number of people who do so? If majority of the people are doing, acting illegally, the minority has to follow them with a question? What kind of a democracy that you're following, that illegality, things that are out of the norms and the rules that are set in order to run an institution properly, it should be legal because a bunch of people got together and decided that it's illegal?
Therefore,
I would like to support all the people who talked before me and talk about the legality of this and the fact that this has been on the agenda. Janet Corbyn has put it on agenda after 2 months ago and has been pushed back all the time. It's continuation of misconduct of the board.
We have people, there's a time, Jose, you're taking the time?
Correct.
Okay, the next person, we're going to go to those who haven't spoken, Rodrigo.
And Lawrence to the staff, Chair.
And Benito.
I got Rodrigo, Lawrence, and then Benito.
Okay, this is Rodrigo from KPFK Los Angeles. So illegal means, whatever decision is being taken, because we are the majority and we take it, so that makes it illegal. It's not because the action is illegal. It's because we are taking the votes, and the minority now, call on us, as illegal actions that we are doing. But on the other hand, they are supporting the illegal occupation of our, offices. They are calling for, lawsuits against our foundation. That's not illegal. So they are, actually slandering, creating rumors, and all that stuff, and that's not illegal. So it is really incredible that they are using the term illegal when they are not getting away with their wishes. That's it. That's the bottom line. How and where do they prove this is illegal? If the action of a board is being taken by the majority, it must be respected, whether you like it or not. That's why, it makes it, and it validates as a legal action. So, if you want to challenge, that's fine. You can challenge it, but I'm totally against, what your consistent call of any actions that we do to be calling them as illegal actions when you have no proof and when you are doing illegal things. When you are,
Was
that Jose? Luis?
Yep, that was me.
Lauren?
Okay, can I finish?
All right, go ahead.
Can I wrap it up?
Yeah, you can finish your final statement, Rodrigo.
Okay. So basically, I brought this to the board and to the majority. Let's not stop because the minority say that we are doing illegal things, We are doing our duty and we have to do it whether they like it or not, This is it. They are aligning to the illegal actions of people who are destroying properties, who are invading properties that do not belong to them, so they are doing that. So we are on the legal side and
time is up. Over 30 seconds.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Let's go to Mark. Yes, I
want to go in the stack, Janet C.
Okay, I support the ruling of the chair, because what this is making propaganda points, misinformation, and lies. Okay, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of reading all of these lies and all of the propaganda, and now we're in public session, and again, they know the outcome of the election. The outcome of the election is not something you didn't like, but it is a true outcome. So, you know, you could make the propaganda points in the public sphere right now. I'm calling now because it was direct misinformation and was more than a lie. So you can stop it.
But everyone, Mr. Chair, for your personal privilege.
Am I on a stack, Jen?
Can you get,
it's not a point of order, it's a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, thanks.
Everybody, every single person needs to put their phone on mute because somebody is giving feedback every meeting.
Okay.
Somebody.
And we're not 2 years old. We've had time to learn.
Somebody's on speakerphone. Please put on his speakerphone. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Brian, Chair, Brian, this is Janice. Would you add me to the staff, please?
Brian, okay. Point of order.
Brian,
During appeals, Robert's only allowed each person to speak once, and unless it's the chair. The chair gets to speak at the beginning and the end.
The person is still on speakerphone.
Okay.
I think we need to stop the meeting until we can figure out how to mute it.
Point of information,
Yes, point of information.
Yes, could I have a citation for that ruling that, who was it, Brian just
Sure.
Thank you.
It's page 257, beginning on the last line of the page and continuing to page 258.
I don't have the current edition. Could you give me the
You asked for a citation. I'm giving you a citation, Carolyn.
You're giving
when
me a page number. I want the number and section number, not the page number.
The section number is 23.
Thank you.
And it says, when an appeal is debatable, no member is allowed to speak more than once except the presiding officer.
Okay, we will govern our
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I haven't talked on this, so put me on the stack, please.
Okay, Richard. Next person, we have Benito.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Benito from D.C., and I call the question.
They can't do it on a scale.
Can we get a point of parliamentary inquiry, Brian? Can someone speak to that? Can we do a call of the question on the appeal?
Yeah, same rules as anything else that's debatable. It needs 2/3.
Okay. Question has been called for the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Richard.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuente?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Alberta?
Yes.
Lydia Bledlon? Can't hear you, Lydia.
Yes.
Thank you. Ken Hoffman? Can you hear me,
Ken? No.
Lauren Drain?
Yes.
Adriana Castanav?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes. Pass.
George Ryder?
Epstein.
Richard Uzzell?
No.
Carolyn Burton? No. Janet Coleman?
No.
Manny J. Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim.
Yeah. Jim Brown will be it.
Thank you, Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Elizabeth King?
Abstain.
Heather's not with us today. Janice Lane York?
Yes.
Kane, you down?
Abstain.
Yes, one moment, please. Mr. Chair, we have 11-6-4. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I wish to vote. I'll vote to call the question.
What was that vote?
The question has been called.
What was the vote?
12-6-4.
It's real hard to hear because somebody's still got their speakerphone going. You need to just get on the call or get off the call.
12-6. Janet K., point of order. I'm sorry, Janet, one moment. Did you hear me, Richard?
No.
12-6-4.
Four? No, there were more than four people that voted against that.
No, I'm sorry, there were three abstentions. 12-6-3.
12-6, okay.
Point.
Janice, you had a point of...
12-6-3? Excuse me, 12-6-3? Okay.
There are several things. One, I would request that the secretary read out who voted which way. And the second thing is for this and all future votes in this meeting that it be roll call recorded. And third, would the secretary in future votes please repeat back after someone gives their vote, would you repeat back how they vote, their name and how they voted? Thank you.
Okay. We'll now go to the vote of upholding the chair, the ruling of the chair. The secretary, could you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Peter?
Yes.
Brian votes yes. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Jose Luis votes yes. Janet Coben?
No.
Coben, no. Marty Wilkinson?
Sorry, yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Coben votes yes. Lydia Bergeron?
Yes.
Bergeron, yes. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Kaufman, no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Reyes, yes. Adriana Kasanav?
Yes.
President votes yes. Hank Lam?
Pass.
Lam passes. George Rader?
I abstain.
Rader abstains. Richard Ebell? Richard, are you there? We'll come back.
No.
Ebell votes no. Carolyn Burden?
Votes no.
Votes no. Janet Coleman?
Votes no. Where a vote is heard by listeners.
Manny J. Sabah?
No.
Sabah votes no. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown votes no. Junito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz votes yes. Is that King?
I really don't know how to vote with Tony in that chair. I'm not at all.
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
I'm changing my vote to yes. This is Jim Brown.
Okay, thank you. Should I come back to you? I can't hear you. We'll come back.
You can't hear me? Hello?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm saying I don't know how to vote with Tony chairing this meeting. He shouldn't be there.
Yes or no?
Shut up.
Okay, let's not do that, folks. Yes, no.
Yes, tell her to shut up.
Do that, please. Yes, no.
I have a right to speak.
You have a right to vote.
And to speak.
Okay. Janet Brown, you want?
I vote no.
Lane, you vote no. Someone's passed. Hank, you vote?
Abstain.
Lam abstains. Any other vote with that? Yes, no, or abstain, please.
I'm not participating in any voting with Tony in the chair. Put that on record.
Okay, thank you. Robert votes yes. I'm suspending the chair. One moment, please.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA, wants to be recognized.
I need to announce the count. Give me a moment.
Okay, we'll get to you, Jose, as soon as she finishes the count.
Mr. Chairman, I also ask to be recognized. Thank
Who's
you.
That?
Janice Lane Ewart.
And Kim Kaufman. Okay. And Adriana, if you can confirm the count for me. I have 10 yes, 7 no, 2 abstentions, 1 present not voting.
Okay. Jose Luis.
Mr. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote to. Well, I'm sorry, I'll abstain.
I'm sorry, the final vote is 10-7-3 with one yes. Present not voting.
Jose Luis.
The chair.
Jose Luis. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I want to move to move item E, authorized signers of Pacifica financial accounts, to the executive session.
Huh?
We'll take that as an amendment to the agenda. Is there a second?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, who's that?
A point of information. This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I may have lost a step. I don't recall hearing a vote to approve the agenda. And we've not approved it. Am I correct in not remembering that we've approved an agenda?
No, he made a motion that we approved the agenda, and he's making this suggestion in that motion. So we haven't
approved the agenda. Well, we did not.
The motion
Thank you.
To approve the agenda. What he's doing is amending his motion to approve the agenda with that item in it.
Thank you.
George, point of information.
George, your point of information.
What is the procedure for setting an agenda or a draft agenda? The point that was raised earlier about any motions made in special sessions which seem to have disappeared. And my question is, are they coming back? Why aren't they here? What is the procedure? What can we expect in the future in terms of how an agenda is going to be set? And I guess the questions are for you and Margie.
Margie, you want to speak to that? Or?
Yeah. Under the bylaws, it's my understanding that the chair of the board has the authority to call a meeting and to describe what is going to be dealt with in that meeting. I was very concerned about the fact that our meetings are prolonged and antagonistic, and so I felt like it was very important that we deal with the issue of minutes. People have been asking for the minutes, and so I called a special meeting with two items, the question of dealing with minutes and dealing with the bank's authorized signatures. We're going to have to sort this out and get back to having, you know, dealing with business as it comes up. But you have to all agree that it's been very difficult so far. So I thought this was like a way to move us forward on an issue that I think we all think is important. I think minutes are important. I know other people think minutes are important. And so that's why I called the meeting with this topic.
Point of information?
Yes, Janice Feldman, point of information.
How can we review or approve minutes of these last couple of meetings where very dramatic pronunciations were issued and passed when we have never seen the minutes for the setup to all of this drama? And that is the issue of never having discussed the ED's contract, the issue of never having legal counsel on whether or not we could do anything to violate this contract, and on and on and on. And I'm going to leave it to other people to say what went on and on and on in these meetings for which we have no minutes. And that, to me, is the real core of the problem, because no sooner had this turnover of sides occurred than the secretary's computer broke, and we have not since received anything of record of all the very, very dramatic things
sorry,
that happened
Janet,
in these
meetings. I'm sorry, Janet, you had a point of information. We got your point of information.
We have a motion on the floor.
Okay, well, I'm asking a question.
We have a motion on the we have an amendment on the floor. Does anybody want to speak to the amendment? Jose Luis.
A point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Janet, what's your point of information?
Thank you. This is Janice Lane Ewart. My question is to Margie, and my question is, how do members of the board provide input to the agenda before it is considered before the whole group? Is there an element in the bylaws that I am unaware of that indicates how there is input from others besides the chair?
Is out of order, Mr. Chair.
Janet K. Point of information.
That was a question.
Did you want to quickly respond to that?
Yeah, as soon as we are able to establish a regular schedule of meetings, then we will go back to what we did before, where a notice is sent out, there's going to be a meeting, board members will be invited to put agenda items on the record. My
objection, point of order, Carolyn Burton on this.
I'm sorry, I'm talking now. Okay. Well, you know what? We have a very difficult time functioning, and I am trying to streamline that process. I don't laugh when you talk, Janet.
Okay. Be respectful to everybody. Listen.
Apologies. It was really spontaneous.
Well, mute yourself when you're not talking. I do. Anyway, so I'm saying is, this seemed to me to be a way to do that. We will have to set a schedule of meetings and, you know, and develop agendas and do all of that. And we will have to take up things that have already been on the agenda and have not been voted on. I'm totally aware of that. But there's like, you know, anyway, I'm done talking.
Thank you for your information. I greatly appreciate it. I want to understand how things happen.
Thank you.
Margie, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that we are discussing.
Yes.
We like not that. Circling shark. This is a quote from here on. Terminated CFO Raul Salvador has ties to former CFO Lonnie Hicks. Salvador applied to work at Pacifica in 2008 when Hicks was still employed and was recommended by former controller Lynn Magno. Magno was dispatched by Reese in 2012 after she found out Magno had been convicted of embezzling $90,000 from a former employer. Reese acted after Magno was found to be charging personal items on Pacifica's credit cards. Hicks sued Pacifica for wrongful termination and won a large settlement from this nonprofit radio network, largely due to Dan Siegel's testimony. Under oath, testing Hicks was fired by Pacifica because he was black. That's from Tracy Rosenberg's post in Pacifica Radio Supporters.